Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ken Shepherd and Dana Lee. I believe we're live. Hopefully we are. This is called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. Sorry we're a few minutes late. Just a little bit of technical delay in getting started today. But we're here, so we'll do the show, and hopefully this is recording. I believe it probably is, because it says streaming time and all that stuff, so I think we're recording. Anyway, read the disclaimer, and then we'll get into the show. So hold on a second, please, everybody. Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. The show is intended for the listeners only. All information and best advice contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flux Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable. We make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information, the views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flux Flips Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. I said that pretty fast because I wanted to get into the show. So we have about 25 minutes left. Sorry, we're a few minutes late. Okay, so our website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. You can connect with us both on LinkedIn, of course, Ken Shepherd, S-H-E-P-P-E-R-D, and Dana Lee, L-E-I-G-H. The phone number is 310-358-7087, email fci@petbell.net, Twitter at Ken Shepherd, and Facebook is Facebook.com/Ken Shepherd and Facebook.com/Creative Flips Inc. You can connect with 150,000 investors in real estate at no cost at kenreradio.com. That's kenreradio.com. We'll announce it also at the end of the show. We've had some very good success in that, and it's been wonderful. It's the biggest investor group on the network, on the internet, that is, for investors. Really, really great. Call in number today, 347-989-1329. Please see to the subject matter if you do call in. All the shows are in the archives. Nothing's charged at all. You can share it with anybody in the world. We encourage you to do that. This is all designed to help you, help us make deals, but also help you make deals and bring them to us once you've done them or when you need help with them. Always use your strengths to find your weaknesses, meaning basically if you have something you could do to help somebody that they can compensate you for through like a deal you bring us. As an example, let's say you don't have any money and you bring us a deal and we do the deal, we pay you. That's using your strength to find your weakness. You found a deal that we didn't know about. Okay, we have about $500 million in process at any one time. I've been doing this about 30 years. We have $80 million in tombstones on our website. So that's a little bit about us. You can read about us on our Creative Flips, Inc., LinkedIn, and listen to the radio show and get connected with us through the show. So I want to say a couple of quick things, and then we'll get into the body of the show. We think it's a great topic and an important one. So one of the things that I see is I get an email from time to time where it's like everybody on their email list is copied. And when that happens, what I do is I always answer those just saying thank you. And the reason I do that is I hit reply to all. And the reason I do that is because it brands my name. It gets my name out there with more and more people, people who probably may or not do anything with the information, but they might. You just never know. So we feel it's important to get ourselves out there, and that's the best way to do it. So I wanted to just kind of put that in the thinking caps of people because we feel that you have to brand yourself. We talked about it a lot last week. This is another way to easily brand yourself. It doesn't happen that often, by the way, but we do get emails where maybe they've copied 50, 100, 200 people. I just hit reply to all. Now, some of it comes back mail, you know, mail not accepted, and I just throw those away. But if it has 100 people on it and 5 come back, that means 95 of those people got that email. And they may read through it. They may not. They may put it in the junk mail. It may end up in their junk file. But in any event, 5 or 10 of them read it. Maybe somebody joins the radio show. Maybe somebody goes to our LinkedIn. Who knows? I mean, we get deals from all over the place. We have people calling us all the time. I got a call yesterday about a deal that I'll have to talk to you about Dana offline. But, you know, feel free to connect with us. That's what we're here for. Okay, so now, one of the things that we thought we would talk about today was Dan and I were talking the other day. We have about 22 minutes left in the show, so we're okay. And we were talking about the things that you need to be prepared for if you get something accepted on a deal, right? Yeah. Is that right, Dana?
Yes, the top five ways to be prepared for the next opportunity. The next real estate opportunity, I believe, is what we call the show, so let it rip.
Right, exactly. So it could be a business deal, it could be a real estate deal, it could be anything really, but you always want to be prepared. You know, I remember when I was in Cub Scouts and stuff, I never got the Boy Scouts. I think I ended up playing more music at that point in my life. But the point is you always want to be prepared. You always want to make sure you have all your stuff ready so when something happens you can react, okay, and you don't have to scramble. And we'll talk about a real world example. I'm involved in a deal, property I bought a while ago and I've been renting. I decided to sell it. Markets come back a little bit here in California, and I wanted to get some cash out of the property. I really didn't want to be a landlord any longer with this particular asset because it's a single-family home. It's about $1 million house. Top of the market, it's $600,000-$800,000 today. So we decided to put it on the market on Tuesday evening. Last week, just before Thanksgiving Day. And my wife, who's the agent, throws it in the multiple and gets it all over the internet because the multiple reaches to a whole bunch of other websites. And we started getting calls on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. People wanted to see it while other people were having it. I had one guy that wanted to come in during Thanksgiving dinner, where the family who rented the house is having Thanksgiving dinner and visit the house. That's how aggressive people are being. And we started looking at all the things that, first of all, we looked at the reasons why, which I'll go into later, but let's talk about the things we needed to do when that happened. Well, obviously, my wife needed to respond to every one of the calls. And some of the people wrote offers without even seeing the house for full price, for all cash. Okay? And so she got all these offers, and we started looking through them. We countered some of them, and we picked one, and we put it in escrow the other day. And he just put his deposit in yesterday, I think. And the reason I'm bringing this up is when you get to that stage in a deal, you want to make sure you always have people that you need. We're going to talk about those and why they're important, an attorney, a CPA, an escrow company, or a closing agent, a title company for sure. Those are the four key people. And maybe a contractor or inspector. Let's call that the fifth one. So let's talk about them in order. So an attorney, you want to have an attorney because any contract you look at is going to be, you know, there may be nuances in it. You know, it may be from another state. You know, you don't know what you're getting into until you look at it, and you really want to have a lawyer help you look through it. Lawyers can be very helpful. They see deals all the time. They know what to look for. How do I find a good lawyer? Well, you could certainly do it by, you know, posting it inside LinkedIn groups, which is all free. You can then build lawyers inside your network, which I've done. So when I have a question, I write to all the lawyers in my network. Dana showed me how to do that little trick the other day. And I asked them the question, and I asked about 50 or 100 of them recently because I have 3,000 in my network of total people. And a few of them came back with some answers that I needed for this particular file because I have tenants in this house, and they're going to be moving out after we close. So the question is, whose responsibility are the tenants after we close? A good question, right? So it turns out that even though they're my contracted tenants, they are, in a sense, responsible to the new landlord because he now owns the house. And in fact, I have them on 30-day notice, and I gave them a notice the other day to be gone by the 15th of January so we could tent the house and or give it to the buyer. We're scheduled to close between the 2nd and the 6th. And the attorney said to me, once you close, you're done. You're off title. Now, are they renting back? Yes. Who are they renting back from? They're really renting back from the new guy. So I have to reimburse him, which I will, in escrow for every day up until the 15th at the pro rata of their rent to cover them. Well, they've already paid me, and I have to pay him. Okay? What happens if they don't move out? Is that my responsibility or is it his responsibility? Well, it turns out it's his responsibility because I don't have any liability for the tenants anymore because the tenants have moved out of the house. Okay? Excuse me, the tenants are not my tenants anymore. I don't own the house. It's like I sell a house to Dana. It has tenants in it. I tell her. I give her the credit for the rent and any security deposits and all that, just like an apartment building. If they move out after the time that we close the escrow, it's Dana's responsibility, right? So I thought that was very helpful to know. And I found it out by talking to attorneys that I met. Guess how much I paid for that advice?
Zero.
Zero. And do you know why?
Because attorneys give free consultations.
And they also want your business for the future. So they take the time to spend a half hour or an hour with you, no charge, which saved me probably $300, $400, $500. And I made a friend. Plus, at the end of the conversation, he said, you know, I have some clients who have deals maybe you want to take a look at.
Awesome.
So you know, you get involved with one thing leads to another, to another, to another. And we keep talking about networking. And one day, you know, something may happen. Or then if he has a client call me, is that a warm introduction or a closed introduction? Or a non-warm introduction? It's a warm introduction, right?
Yeah, right.
It's a referral from an attorney. So that's one area. Okay, let's go to the second one, CPAs. Okay, so I called my CPA, and I said, you always should have a CPA. You should always have all these people at your fingertips. In the case of the attorney, the reason I went to an outside lawyer is because I didn't, my attorney that normally handles my stuff is traveling right now. And so I just went to my LinkedIn, so I was able to move really quickly. Now, I know a lot of lawyers, and I could call one, but the point is you really should have two or three of each of these categories kind of at your fingertips if you need some help and one of them's sick or one of them's out of town or whatever. So I said to the CPA, I said, look, the laws are changing in 2014 regarding taxes, okay? And I've carried this house for quite a while, so I have a lot of buildup in it that I've never taken on my tax return. I said, should I take it this year or next year? Well, he gave me some advice. We talked about it, and we decided what we're going to do, okay? So we're closing in early 2014 because of our income in 2013. That gives me an extra year regarding the fact that I have the tax issues or whatever they are to take care of after 2013. So, because if I closed it in December, I'd have to report it in April. If I close it in January, I don't have to report it until a year from April. So it gives me an extra year to work with that money to be able to do more and more things with it before I may have to pay tax on. Okay? Again, somebody I've known for a long time, but however, if I didn't, I would go to my LinkedIn, ask the same question to get the answer. Okay, so you can use LinkedIn that way. You can ask through blogs. I like LinkedIn because it means people already know you. You're in their network. They're in your network. Things go faster. Okay. So CPAs can be very important, and you really want them all around you no matter what you're doing and no matter what kind of involvement you have in any deal, okay? So let's talk about the next category, title. You always want to have the title officer, you know, always. Now, you don't have to have an advisory title officer. You could have a title officer who's a title rep who runs around and basically goes to all the real estate agencies and tries to find drum up business so that the title company gets business. And guess what? So that I called the title company that I have my relationship with, and I said to the title officer, look, here's an order for you, okay? I could give it to anybody I want, but I want to give it to you, okay? Because you've been really nice to me, and you guys give me all kinds of information when I need it, and it doesn't cost me anything. As a matter of fact, Dan, I think you want a call with them, with me, and with one of our other colleagues, Ruth, and they gave us all kind of information that we didn't know, and it was all free. Right?
Right.
Okay. So I called that title company. It was Tycor. And I said, I need a title policy. They said, okay, no problem. And I said, I know I do a lot of business with you guys, and I'd like to get a discount. And my wife looked at me like, you're getting a discount from a title company? They gave me a discount of $250 on the policy just by asking that question.
That's awesome.
So the point is that you have a relationship, somebody trusts you, they want your business, they're going to give you help, and they're going to give you discounts because you're giving them the business, because they know they can go all, you can go all over to get it, and you're coming to them. Not only that, okay, where they make a commission and that's their business, but the industry is struggling with sales, okay? So every sale is really, really important to a title guy, right? Because that's how they make their money. They create insurance policies, okay? So title's really important. Let's talk about escrow and closing agents. When you open up, when you get an offer accepted, okay, and you're the seller, okay, if you're the buyer, you generally don't have this option. But when you're the seller, you are the one that usually, at least in California, picks the title company and the title escrow company and the escrow company or the closing agent. Okay, so in some states, closing agents are lawyers. In some states, closing agents are attorneys, or excuse me, escrow companies. In California, it's an escrow company. Guess what I did? The escrow girl that I've been working with for a long time retired recently, okay? I've done a lot of business with her. Really good girl. Anyway, so she was really smart. She retired. And they closed her office. So instead of going to her office, I've talked to some different people, and I said, look, if I need help when I get to the point of going into an escrow, are you interested? Sure. Okay, perfect. By the way, here's some leads for you. That's another way you get leads is escrow companies, because they have stuff that falls apart every day. Okay? Okay. So, and when they fell apart fast, and sometimes they're at the last minute, and we've made some incredible deals by kind of being that white knight to an escrow. Okay, so, but I decided to do something a little different this time. I went to the title girl, and I said, can you recommend an escrow company to me that you like? Not that I like, but that you like, just for fun. I could have gone to anybody. She said, yeah, I know this girl. I said, okay, I want somebody in this particular area. She goes, well, I know somebody there. I said, are they really good? I want somebody that's been doing this at least 20 years. They said, fine. She's been doing it a long time because it's a first-time buyer, but not me. I mean, I've sold lots of property. So I called the escrow girl, introduced myself to her. I'd already been referred to her by the title girl who had already sent her an email. This all happened in about 3 hours on Monday morning. So the escrow girl calls me back. She says, hi, how are you? She's a wonderful girl, referred by the title company, so she's not going to mess up. Why? Why is she less likely to mess up?
Because she knows you and she's focused on you.
But she's referred by the title company. She doesn't want to mess up with the title girl. Right? So the title girl refers us to her. I say, okay, you know, I was referred to you by the title girl. She goes, yeah. I said, well, you know, these escrows are really expensive these days. Don't worry about it. She says, I'll give you a discount. Now, I have no idea what the discount will be, and nor do I care until I see the estimated closing statement before the close, and then I could talk to her about whatever the charges are, and we can review them. And by the way, you should always get a preliminary closing statement before a deal closes so you can look at all the costs that you're expected to pay, and you can get an idea of what it's going to look like, and you can negotiate some of those costs at that point. And I've saved thousands of dollars by getting preliminary closing statements. Okay, so I said to her, I didn't even argue with her. I didn't even negotiate with her. She just said she's going to give me a great discount, okay, but she's going to charge the other side her normal rate. And I said, well, what? I said, the other side, you know, that they're a one-time buyer. They're not going to be a all-time, you know, forever client of yours. Maybe the agent will bring you more stuff. Maybe they won't. But the other side is I'm paying essentially as well as the other side is paying for the escrow. So on my side of the escrow, which is a 50-50 split, I am getting a discount. Why? Because the escrow agent wants my business. And why else? Is because I went through the title company to go to the escrow company. Now, I could have gone to any other escrow company and probably gotten the same deal. But I wanted to work with the escrow company that the title company represented just because I wanted to see how it works. Okay? And I was right that it worked really well. And the escrow girl has been very fast in getting back to us, getting documents done. The preliminary title report that normally takes 3 to 5 days, I think, was ready yesterday. I mean, the point is, by knowing people and having these relationships, they move fast. And they want to move fast because they want you to have as much time as you need to go through the report, to do whatever you have to do, to file all your loans, to get all your demands in. Demands are basically whoever owes money whoever you owe money to on that property turns in their paperwork to make sure that they get paid at the close as part of the closing. It's called a demand. So anyway, so you always want to have an escrow or a title company and the title company around you. And if you're working in a state like Georgia where they have attorneys, I think, rather than escrow companies, you want to make sure you have lots of those guys that are available to you because that's what they do. They close escrows. They may also work with the title company, but they close escrows. I don't recommend you do your escrows at the title company. Why is that? Anybody have an idea?
I don't. No?
Okay. Well, first of all, if the title company and the escrow company are part of the same company, are they kind of in your best interest in all cases? No, they're not. The escrow company is a third-party neutral party. So a third-party neutral party is going to be different than a title company who's not neutral. The title company works for you. Okay, that's fine. Because you're paying for the title policy for the buyer. At least in California, at least the way we do things, we pay for the title policy for the buyer. Now, we also talked about when you're the buyer, you always want to ask for a binder, remember? Because the binder means when you flip the property and you do it quickly, that policy will extend for 6 months or so, and you'll have a very, very deep discount on your resale policy to the buyer that you're selling to, so you don't have to pay full price a second time. Okay? But when you're a seller, you don't care about that, right? So we opened the policy. Everything's going. Escrow's open. It's a 30-day escrow because the guy wants to move in the middle of January after we get the tenants moved out. They may move out sooner, but we've given them notice to move out by January 15th. Why? Because I could have given them a 30-day notice, but it's Christmas time. I'm not going to have them moving at Christmas. That wouldn't be nice. So I said, have your nice Christmas here. Enjoy yourself. Have the holidays here. And just find a place by the 15th of January. That's all. And they're fine with all that. So that's another one, okay? And by the way, always be nice to everybody in every file, okay? Because I could be really hard with the tenants and say, you have to move and blah, blah, blah. But I haven't. You have to make your tenants really your friend. I think I've said that before. Because they're your business partners. First of all, they're paying you, so really they're clients, okay? When you have a client relationship, the thing that comes first of everything you do all day long is your clients, the people that pay you, okay? And tenants pay you. They're for your client, okay? So we have a wonderful relationship with them. We know about their daughter. We know about her career. We know about the family. We know about their illnesses and their good things and the bad things. And they know about a little bit about us, not as much as we know about them. But they know that we cared about them enough to say to them, look, we're not going to have somebody come over and see the house on Thanksgiving. That's number one. Number two, we're not going to have somebody come in and ruin your Christmas and be running around your house while your Christmas decorations are up, in my house even, you know, your house you're living in, my house that I own. Number three, we want to give you time. We want to be real. If it were the middle of June, I might have said, look, you need 30 days. But it's not. It's Christmas time. Okay? So you have to be respectful of people. Okay, so now, the other one we mentioned was we said attorneys, CPAs, title companies, escrow companies. What was the fifth one? Oh, I forgot. Oh, contractors. Every time you buy a property, every time you sell a property, you're going to need a contractor. Why are you going to need a contractor? Whether you buy or selling, unless you are one.
Yeah, you want to know what needs to be fixed.
Exactly, what needs to be fixed and how much it's going to cost, right?
Right.
And you want to have a contractor that you trust. So, again, you have to build that relationship. My contractor, I've known for 20 years. He built the house that we're selling now. So anybody knows that house, he knows that house. He built everything from the subfloor and the drywall all the way out, everything. Redid the house. We put in new windows, new doors, all new appliances, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we put a lot of money into that house, hundreds of thousands, okay? And we put up the house because it needed an upgrade because it was an older house. So it looks great. Everything's fine. The point with that is I called him up, and he also does termite. He's in California, and I know about other places in California, you know, when you tent a house, which was done recently to the house next door, the termites go somewhere, don't they? They run over to my house, right? So I'm having a termite inspector come in and look at it, and whatever needs to be done, we'll take care of an escrow. we'll fix the issue so whatever is proper. Now, have I bought properties without termite? Sure. But this is a standard sale. This is not a investor sale, okay? I'm selling it to a guy who's going to move in with his family, okay? So you do a, you know, we're going to tent the house if we have to for termites, you know, whatever we have to do. And that all comes out of escrow. So the bottom line is you always want to have these people with you, because when I opened this escrow, I was able to call all these people, and we couldn't do anything till Monday morning because, of course, it was the holiday weekend, and we accepted the offer, I think, Saturday night. We back and forth. All weekend long, my wife and I had planned to spend some time together. All we did was spend time negotiating this house. And one of the reasons we're doing that is we're in the process of moving further south in California to an area called Orange County, closer to some of our friends. And, you know, we've lived up here a long time. And the other thing is, you know, we have a lady that I was taking care of till she was 97 and a half. Then she passed away. She was like my second mom, and that was the thing that was really holding me here as the anchor, and she's gone. So anyway, so, you know, she passed a few months ago. God bless her. So we have 90 seconds left. I hope that's been helpful. I know I've gone fast. If there's any questions you have, anything else you need, let us know. Dan, do you want to give everybody your coordinates?
Sure. Reach out to us by phone, 269-849-9510, and by email, dealswithkd@gmail.com. Hey, connect with us on Connected Investor, radio.com, and look for our newest group there.
Connect with us through KENRE Radio, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, go through KENREradio.com. Join with us. It's free. And then go into our Connected Investors group. And if you don't know how to do that, Dana will show you. And or just write to us and let us know, and we'll help you out. So,
we'll send you a link.
What's that?
We'll send the link.
Yeah, we'll send you a link. So we really appreciate everybody listening. The audience is growing all the time. We're going to have actually guests on soon that actually have their own radio shows, and they're going to come on our show, and we're going to go on their show. Why are we doing that? To help each other build our audience, okay? No reason we can't. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care if they're my competition. Anyway, mm-hmm. 10 seconds left.
Everybody.
Have a fantastic week. We're going to lose our airtime in about 4 seconds, but we'll still be able to record. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Go ahead, Dana. We're still recording, but we're not on air.
No, that's okay. I'm just saying my thought is that there's room at the table for everybody, and we're all in this together. So, of course, we would coordinate with other folks with information who have shows.
Right. And we want to do 4 things, create jobs, feed families, fund companies, and create legacy. So hopefully that helps everybody. And please, please, please go to KenREradio.com. It's the best and the biggest on the Internet, and you'll love it. It's wonderful. You connect with investors. You connect with people. Whether you're new, whether you're experienced, it doesn't matter. Everybody tries to help everybody else, and I've seen people get deals closed inside Connected Investors by just working together with Connected Investors. And please come through KenRE Radio, because that gives us the ability to have you connect with us through Connected Investors. We're excited about what we're doing. We think we have a wonderful future in front of all of us, and we look forward to working with you. Thank you very, very much for listening, and have a great rest of the week and a wonderful and joyous and prosperous holiday season. Okay? Talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. Bye. Dan, I'll call you right back. Thank you.